Did you not see that? Did you not see that new shit we just done? Welcome, guys. Triple again. Hey, books. I missed you, you know.
I miss you too, fam.
Fucking, I see. I see you for two episodes.
Come on, bro. Listen.
Oh my god, it's lit right now. You got your boy Bush
and your boy Books,
and we got two very, very, very special guests. It's my boy. Do you know what I'm saying? From a long time, man, like I'm packed.
Yeah, my guy.
I'm packed. I ain't tell him I'm packed.
Love,
you get it, fam? Obviously, he's got his thing. You get it, fam? He does vlogs and that. I'm sure you lot must have seen it. If you haven't seen it, check it out. Do you know what I'm saying? And also, a very cool sister of mine.
Hi, how y'all doing?
You know what I'm saying? M Solo.
Come on.
You get it? Not Han Solo from Star Wars. M Solo. You know, one of them ones.
How you doing?
You know what I'm saying, fam? It's going to be a nice, calm, funny one today. You get me, fam?
Definitely, man.
But boy, Books, how you been, man?
Alhamdulillah, bro.
Fuck, I've been chilling. Try Books, try to cut,
hey!
Books, try to take my job, you know?
Hey,
I like this next time, Books. Welcome! I'll give you the bass, man. Fucking, yeah, man. I got a little mad one for you though, Books. I didn't even tell you, you know.
Oh god.
It's a little mad one the other day.
What's going on?
From the Hagbard came light still.
Yeah.
It came light still. Remember I was telling you I was in that little Hagbard.
I have to pull up to Habrera's house.
Fam, I think we have to pull up, you know. You get me, fam? Man coming in with the Durban.
Yeah.
Fam, you know what it is, bro? Like, remember last time on the first episode we spoke about the Hagbard.
And I told you, you can't always rely on a Hagbard. It's not secure.
Bro, no, it came through, but it came like a little something light though.
Even Burns was saying that them times.
Yeah, it came light. And basically, Habari Araniga Kusina, yeah? Habari Aruan Kusina, yeah?
That's the one, bro.
Let me
just cut
in. Do you know one
in?
Of them
Sorry.
Ones?
It's not going to be guaranteed. If 10 people involved, and imagine 2-3 people not turning up with the peas. That's it.
Smart.
It's not a guarantee, bro.
Bro, that's exactly what she tried to say to me, though.
The fresh ghosty sounding, yo.
Yeah. No, she tried to say basically, do you know that brother from, I didn't want to say no names, but yeah, that one came light.
Mm.
You get it? Said, oh, she cried. And obviously, what am I supposed to say? Well, like I say, just.
Where are you, Habrid? Yeah,
but
yes.
The thing is, me, man, saying to you, man, Hagbard is a good thing. It's a good way of saving.
I'm still standing by it. It's not, fam. I can't.
What
lie.
Do you guys think? Go on, M.
I think it is a good way of saving. Like my first Hagbard, I think that was the first time I learned about money management and being given a large sum amount of money. Mm. But there's comfortability in our culture.
Mm.
Like, people would expect, like, oh, you know what? Oyo, I'm sorry, you know what? Our Hubble is low. Mm. And then some, like, one time, two times later, it's like, no, I need to ride out on Hubble. I need my time.
Yeah.
People with responsibilities and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You get it.
Where's my money? But, like, it's a good money management stuff, but it's, I think it's the people, I think as our generation, we should push ourselves to do it within our circle more. So that way people ain't gonna, we respect our money more.
Yeah,
like, it's not, no one's like,
I was about to
your
say
friends
that,
not gonna violate you or something like that. But big auntie and big uncle, like, if I make something, big problem for me. So it's like.
And the thing is, like you said, what Kahush Shona says, so you respect him, so you can't really say anything.
You can't say nothing to her, fam.
Someone from our generation.
She came like too light, you know.
Too light.
Yeah, fam. And I'm like, do you get it, fam? It's like, what can I say? And I called my mom because my mom put me on her.
Okay.
Do you get it, fam? You know, okay, put me on her. And I'm like, wait, man. She's like, don't worry. I'll do my heart. Like, what?
Yeah.
You get it, fam? What are you going to say?
Yeah, you can't say nothing.
You know what I'm saying?
How would you handle
it? Around and says, do you know what I owe you? And then you feel like, I can't put that on you. So you have to allow it. It's like, you know what? Kind of.
Bro, if you lot don't understand, it's Hagbard. Yeah, I don't think you lot heard it. So we all put money in one pot. You get it? You put, like, you get
basically,
it?
Basically, all of us will save, let's say, a tenner each.
Yeah, and then
one person gets that
every month.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying?
There's a word for it. Yeah. There's a word for it in English.
And there's no interest. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Do you get it? And there's no interest. But what do you think?
Well, I think it would have been easy to handle if we didn't have aunties or uncles involved, if it was people from our generation,
we
I don't think the money would come up light.
Yeah,
you know? There might be certain threats coming, but on a shut off. You know what I mean? Yeah. Certain threats, but obviously, man will say lightly. I say, okay, man, came down today. You know,
gasoline the house.
Come
fam.
Back again.
You get it, fam.
I don't really want to come back, so you know,
you know,
probably just transfer it over.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, come on.
I don't even want to come back.
Yeah, man.
But I think Hagbed still is a good thing, though, especially.
Me, I always think it's a good way of saving.
Mainly our parents say, "Yo,
because you got no access." That's the thing. You know me. If I've got access to money,
you'll
boy.
Kill it. You'll kill it.
Fuck it. That's everybody, let's go. Do you know what I'm saying? That's how I am, bro. So it's like this way. I just feel. Do you know what I'm saying? I just take what I need. I like books though.
Books, anyway, he hates it. I can already tell.
He's got discipline.
I'm too in Greece for that.
He's got discipline. He can just put money in his fucking thing.
I can't. I can put that in a savings account and watch it in a savings account.
But would you touch it? Would you touch it?
I wouldn't touch it.
Teach me.
I would touch it.
Teach me.
I wouldn't touch it.
That's what I'm saying.
It's dire situations. Let's say I got a bag there.
Yeah.
And my pipes just bust or something. I will go borrow the peas.
Yeah.
To fix that rather than touching mine.
All right.
And if it gets to it,
yeah,
I'll get that and I'll pay the person back.
Right, right, right.
You get me?
But what, okay, so what if your bus, your tire busted and you were on the hag betting?
You can't touch it. That's what I'm saying.
You can't really. So is that the reason why you're basically saying, yo, really...
then it's going to be mask on.
Fucking mask on.
Okay.
But it's just the thing still. It, so it you got to look at it, or even if you put it in, like, investments or just stocks or something, then you can just see it grow or whatever.
Yeah. Of course.
No, the stock thing I rate on still. Yeah, the stock thing, my bedroom does that thing, but the thing is, me, I don't understand this fucking computer shit.
So the trading thing.
Do you know what I'm saying? With this computer, this, that, I need, do you know what I'm saying? I need real, like, you know, learning to, like, face to face learning. Because when they teach you on a screen, I've tried it before and I'm just like, just saying.
Do you learn better when you see pictures in that? Certain people learn better.
Like
when
my
they
learning,
see pictures
my learning, the way I learn is practical.
Malika.
Call him elation, get it, fam.
Nah, that's sick.
Yeah, no, but for me, I'm a practical learner. I'm not theory learner.
Okay.
You get it, fam. Like I can't learn through someone telling, like, even school, fam. School, they thought I was dyslexic. But I'm not dyslexic.
Okay.
Because every day the teacher's like, saying what they need to say. And then when it comes to it, it's like, yeah, open your books down. I'm like, what happened?
Okay.
Because me, I zone out.
Yeah.
You know me, I zone. Even though sometimes in the podcast, you see me, man, just.
Yeah.
You get it?
Yeah.
I zone out, fam. I'm missing. I'm like, huh? Okay,
If they talk for too long, though.
Yeah.
It's a concentration thing.
It's a concentration spam.
You're doing things practically. Yeah, your concentration is more theirs.
So when I'm practically, boom, boom, bro. Yeah.
No, definitely. Bro.
But
I would have fucked with a Hagbert store.
Hagbert?
I wouldn't.
No, but I still, obviously, I know she's going to bring my money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, fam? Because it's ebb on her as much
as it's... What's the most you can do, fam? Like, you, the only thing you
if the money don't come?
Habrier.
I'm going to say, Ilahim and Kudai. That's what I can say.
That's
what can you say, though?
But even that one is a mad one, you can't really do nothing else, bro. As an auntie, what can you do?
What can you do? I'm saying, Ilahim
and Kudai. And that's another thing, bro. It goes in cash money, though.
Yeah.
It don't go into people's accounts. There's no receipts. There's nothing.
You can't put them in accounts because most of them, they're already on, you get it, Jero. So when they see money coming in, do you know what I'm saying? The government can't see all of that cash coming into that account.
Yeah, so this is cash money. So if even if the money goes missing, bro, that could be
you see
the person that's responsible for the hag betting, it's the person that collects all the money. So there's one person I think that's responsible for
it.
So that person even collecting all the peas could even lose the peas or might lose a little bit.
The
responsibility on that.
The guy that went in Canada.
I was saying that last time.
But the responsibility was on that person.
Guy,
you took
bro,
that
there's people that suck it. There's people that actually start hagbeds just to suck it. Because they already, like, you know what, they've given up.
And then I've lost it.
Yeah.
But they obviously won't suck the whole thing.
Yeah.
But they'll take something from it.
They'll take something from it.
I'll be like, yo, you chose that responsibility, so back it. You know what I mean?
That's
not for real.
Have you been in a hagbed?
I have been in a hagbed. I have been in a hagbed, yeah.
How much was it a month?
It was like 300 a month.
Yeah,
that's all right.
Yeah, that's clean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all right, but then when you're expecting 1500 and you get 800, it's not all right.
Yeah.
And me, I was, do you know what it was? Because I was the only youngest one in there. I was 19 when I did it. So okay. It was when it came to the money going situated missing, one, two women left the Hagbid when the payment was meant to come.
Yeah.
So all the aunties are looking at me like, Hubble, like, it's all right. Like, yeah, you get chill. It? I was like, no.
No, but you can't say that because we're not used to that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, right now, if it was us, like you said.
Yeah.
It would,
but also,
bro,
was another clean, adult, they clean. Wouldn't be acting the same. They would have done something. They would have hunted down the money. They would have done more energy. But I'm not getting that energy because they're thinking Pickney then. But I'm not
Pickney
then. You're
right. Oh, that's mad.
Like
yeah,
really hey, listen. Hey, I was thinking of a light bulb. Yeah, yeah.
Ching ching.
Hey,
no, that's sick.
Hey, hey, listen, edit, edit.
Edit, edit,
edit. Nah, nah, don't even edit. Let's
cut.
Hey, listen.
Cut that out.
Trust me.
Trust me. That's clean.
Yo, what you man say? You man really?
Hey, listen. I'm telling you, fam. Monthly charges. We're doing these monthly charges. Yeah. Pink,
Hey, delete all that shit.
Hey,
delete.
Hey, and make it super cheap. £3-4 a month.
No,
And £3-4 a month. Make it super cheap.
No, you can do from £1
to
£1,000. Anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Giving away too much.
But if you make
giving away way too much, you know. Hey, cuzzy. Hey, cuzzy. Hey, Dragon's Den.
What's your forecast for the next 3 years?
Millies, man. Oh my gosh.
But you don't have a patent. You know, man, for Dragon's Den.
Yeah. Was that Peter Jones and that? Yeah.
Nah, for real, man. Shit. That's one more thing. We need like Somali apps or something.
No, Somali apps are gonna, bro, it's gonna come. This generation is gonna bring
World Remit changed the game for
World Remit is on it, though.
World Remit changed that game.
Yeah, World Remit is on it.
Change, bro. Anyone I guess ask me for money, like before you think you have to go Dab Shield, yeah, and then you have to send $50, $100 because that's like how it starts. Now, someone asked me, I can send them a tenner.
Send them
a fiver.
Yeah.
And it goes straight to their phone.
Straight. What was it? Sad or sign?
Yeah, if instant, I want to, they're like, oh, listen, just send me $20. I'm like, all right, cool. $20 is going to be the 20, what's it, £18? But with the charge, it's going to be like £19.
Yeah.
You just send it.
Clean.
But before, because you're going out your way and you're going to Dab Shield,
you're
not going to go there and say to them, here's £18. And it's like, you get it, Zab.
Man.
You get it? But now you scan straight from your account to.
I don't think I don't think it would be as IAP as you sending it. It would be more IAP for the person receiving it.
Yeah. You know, going to Dab Shield, yes.
Picking up 20, be like, yo,
I'm here to pick up £20. $20, I can't even lie. $20
in Somali. I've done it.
Back home is clean, bro. I'm talking about here. Like, imagine just picking up
$20. And then when you ask him, how much did you get? Last $1.
Hey. But, no, but they look at you as like, because we do from 50 upwards.
Back in the day.
But now it's like, it's secretive. You could just send someone sitting down and they're like, oh, I just had a man to give me $10.
Yeah.
That's it. And also you get the, one day, they don't have bank cards, obviously. So the credit will be on their phone. So everything they're paying for, you're just literally, you know what I mean? Just pay with your phone and that's
We're going to call it Hagbedina.
Hagbedina.
I'm giving too much, bro. Nah, listen, bro. What's it? Nah, we're just going to do a
trademark.
Yeah, trademark. We're doing it tomorrow morning. Post office. Before you know it, listen, this short episode comes out Saturday.
It's already done.
Before you know it, it's trademarked.
Guys, please, don't forget me, huh?
Yeah.
Belisa, don't forget me, guys. Huh?
Yeah.
I always welcome.
I forgot last week to ask Twizzy and Illy.
Yeah.
You remember?
Oh no, we got these lot. You have to get.
If you man could be any movie character or any show, TV show character,
actor.
I know the movie,
the character they play,
the character and the movie they're in.
I'm not even gonna lie, bro. I'm gonna have to go for Denzel on this one.
Hey, everyone's on Denzel. But you can't pick Sam, someone else has picked.
But I didn't know you picked, so cool. I'm gonna go for. Can I still go with the same actor, though?
Yeah, same actor.
Ooh, that's a mad one. Denzel's fire, bro. Even John Q's fire, bro.
We said the Taken of Pelham 1-2-3.
John Q. Yo, John Q. I might have to go with that one. John Q.
John Q's the one with the son.
When he goes,
I'm not going to bury my son.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Hey.
I think I might have to go for a bit of a nerdy answer.
Go on.
Hermione Granger, Harry Potter.
Okay.
Oh. That's a different angle.
Hermione, that's a different angle, you know.
That's nerdy. That's not just nerdy. That's nerdy.
Yeah.
You went in.
No, that's hard. I never studied it.
Yeah, nice to love Harry Potter growing up.
No, that's hard. Still.
That's hard, man.
No, for real.
Yeah, so. But yeah, with this Hagbard thing, I don't know, man. We might just have to vote out. So you wouldn't do it, or you still stick to it?
I love it. I don't care. I'm still gonna use it, and I'm gonna teach my son as well. Inshallah,
I never do it. But it's not something like it's a good thing to.
I'm gonna teach him to save first. Mm. Yeah. But if I can see that he's already become a spender or something, then I'm gonna say this is the way.
Yeah, that's the thing. I have a friend that her mom used to do a Hagbard specifically just for her. So she'll take 2 bills or 3 bills of her every month and just hold it for her.
Bro, I'll try to do that with my mom, bro. Soon as she hit the fan, I'm like, no, I need my money.
Yeah, I tried it.
But I'm like, yo.
But when I'm taking the money, it's my nan. When I'm taking the money, she's like, what do you even need it for?
Yeah.
Nah, save your money. Save it.
Nah, I'm telling you, fam.
Me, I used to give it to my pops, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. My little savings, and he would not touch it. He's a typical soldier, by the way. I scurry there. So even if he needs it or whatever, he won't touch it.
My mom used to take her little service charge. Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie to you, I've done it one, and
my mom would, I'm not gonna
basically
lie.
Basically said, yeah, like, oh, that. You know what that was?
Yeah, no, mom's his word, but you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Now, we need to teach the next generation about investing and saving.
100%.
Forget Hagbard's.
Yeah.
Investing and saving. No, you're right, Storm. Yeah, that's how we'll create the wealth in the community, fam.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying? There was a question about that as well.
Yeah. How can we create generational wealth
for the next
generation?
For the next Somali
generation.
Not just generational. Yeah, generational wealth.
Yeah.
I think, you know what, because our generation is so caught up, especially our parents, they're so caught up with this whole studying thing.
Yeah.
Finish your education thing.
Yes.
And me, I'm like, all right, cool. It only goes so far, innit? Mm. I don't mind, you know, school, college the most, and that's it. Mm. But how many people do you know that went uni, got master's degree and whatnot, even girls, and ended up being wifey's a housewife and whatever, not doing nothing?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm trying to say?
I know girls, and uni's that, bro. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying Karen is a bad job. It's a good job. They get good money and stuff. Mm. But a lot of them are doing that just to get by.
Yeah.
Well, like, just to get by.
I think
or
it's
retail
work experience.
Or retail.
Most places have experience. They're not bothered to train people or stuff like that.
So. Yeah.
I think it's about 60% of people that graduate didn't really study the course they wanted to do or just didn't go into the career they wanted to go into.
Actually, you know what?
And also, can I say one thing? Sorry, guys.
Yeah, go
on. They rather... Nowadays, these companies, they would rather hire Heidi from Swindon rather than Amina from
Northwest.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because they're trying to grow. Have you seen like all these new properties that have been built? Who's living in there? Mm. Natalie from fucking Somerset.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying, bro? Do you know what I'm saying, fam?
I don't blame them though.
Yeah,
but I don't blame these people. Yeah. I feel like if this was Somalia,
it would be worse.
It would be worse.
No, we need to say the truth, bro.
Okay, would we hire
If this was Somalia, bro, and just say a whole diaspora of
Different Asians came in
and Russians and then they lived with us. Bro, they would feel the same.
That's what I'm saying.
They would feel the same.
Yeah.
I'm telling you,
bro.
You know, I don't blame them, fam.
When you go back home and you see a Chinaman or whatever, how many heads? How many heads is just
turning?
Yeah.
There.
Bro,
that's just them.
Lately.
Imagine us being here and we just get, you know what I'm saying?
Lately, in Hargeisa, have you noticed there's a lot of Asians? Like, I'll say Indians, South Asians, and Syrians, and some Egyptians, and they're starting to open business. They're starting to open business. Bro, when I was there, there's a lot of people starting. Because it's all new to them, they're not really, they're just like, all right, starting. But there's a lot of people that are also doing businesses like them. They're like, no, what the fuck are these people doing?
Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah, do you know what I'm saying, fam?
No,
you're right.
That's what's happening in South Africa, though. You know, when the stupid people.
No, but they're worse. The South Africans are worse.
They're hungry.
These guys are worse, but they're burning people.
Yeah.
Bro, you see what he's done to the Nigerian and the xenophobia, that's the word.
Right.
They're worse. But getting back to where it was, where's the generational...
Yeah, like I was saying, the studying thing is the main important thing for our parents, isn't it? But us moving forward, would you, like, how would you move with your kids? Would you consider your kids?
No, I feel like that's for, you know, migrant parents, people that come from any country.
Yeah, that brought their kids over here, yeah.
They're telling you, like, go finish your studies.
But they know where they came from, though, like, or where we came from, because we were young probably when we came here. So they're like, yo, there's a reason why I brought you here. Make sure you turn up.
Do you know what I'm saying? That's the reason, though. They wanted peace.
Trust me.
You need to remember as well, the resources that our parents were raised with back home and stuff like that is different to the things that we are getting here. So we are more awake with other roots of making and not just studying. There's other things like all this stocking, but they don't know about that. So that's why we should use that to teach our kids. And then later on to change that dynamic, basically. Like, one thing with our culture is people with our parents are more like, and they want us to save our money. Don't just say save.
They don't want us taking risks. You're right, you're very right.
It's not just a happy investments and stuff like that are risks.
So we should teach them basically saying to take risks,
we should teach them of the more other ways of making. Sorry, guys, I start sometimes. There's different ways, it's not just studying, get married, have kids, whatnot. That's our parents' dreams because they came from back home.
We are
here. There's other things. There's much more resources and there's much more boundaries you can break. So that's why we should teach our kids those boundaries. And like, you could do it, like, there's much more.
I wouldn't be mad if my kids came to me and said, I don't want to go uni. Yeah,
bro, I wouldn't be mad either.
Do you?
I'm with you, bro. Yeah.
No, but what would you direct them to then?
No,
because if they're not going to uni, what are they doing? Getting a 9-to-5.
Even getting a 9-to-5.
But what's their end goal? You're going
to
ask them.
Nah, because I know when you start a 9-to-5 at a young age, when you get to about 22, 23, you want to leave the 9-to-5.
Yeah.
Because you know there's nothing there.
Yeah, you're going to mature eventually more and more. Yeah, he's right.
Yeah.
Because that's how I was when I was in uni. I started working at the same time. Mm. And then I left uni. I was like, yo, I got peace coming in.
Yeah.
I started hitting full time. Do you know what I'm saying?
So I know you actually see the real time responsibility.
Yeah.
It's going from school to college to uni. It's just education. So you're only learning what they want us to learn. So you actually learn from life experiences. Yeah. So if you're going out there and you're working, you're learning from just the everyday little things.
I remember being a waiter, fam, and you're holding.
But none of you are asking the question, though. None of you are answering the question, though. How are we going to build generational wealth for our next generation?
It's a group thing. It's not just one family. Or I feel like even a family would have to come together and start building wealth together. And then start giving us
the problem
children.
Is the thing
you
is
have to do it as a group, yeah.
As a group. Yes. As a family, that's sick. Because the thing is, our moms or parents are thinking, study, but that's because they were raised back home. So all they see was, you got what I'm trying to say, it's school, the gutter, bro.
So they
want to have that good life, but us, it's easy to change our mind. Easy to change our mind because we were raised here.
We've seen
things, we've lived it. We've been uni or working or everything.
And there's like little small things you can do. You can also teach your kids at home. You can choose to teach your kids little ways of like making, even if it's the smallest thing as selling your old stuff. It's just you're teaching them of making their own money and going out there and spending it. So they're going to have that mentality as they get older. So they're going to think, you know what? I want a new trainers, you know. Mommy told me to go sell some stuff, so I'm gonna go sell some stuff
again, kind of thing. So that's cool. What trading is.
Basically,
you know how like a lot of English or just say white people, I'm not being biased, but they tell their kids do the hoovering or whatever, and then you can earn
pocket money.
I do that with my nephew.
So you could teach them money management from a young age.
I ain't never had no pocket money.
Bro, pocket money. Wait till eat.
No, never pocket money.
Bro, I remember there was one time in primary, the teacher was saying, who do you get pocket money? How much do you get? He's like, £3, £5, £10. I'm looking like this, yeah. The teacher asked me, she goes, I went, £4. Bro, I was capping. What? £4? £4, man will take that to the moon from them days. I'm talking like year three or four, year five. Did you get it, fam? Did you get it? But when you're year three, for what?
£4 is a...
£4. What you mean, bro? Man, that's get all the. You get it?
£1 was a meal deal.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying, fam? Mm. That was cheating, bro. Everything, fam. Do you know what I'm saying? Everything you crave as a child.
No, I feel like you got to just teach kids what money means and how you make it. It's not. Money's not that deep. Yeah. People think, take it as just a deep thing.
Yeah.
That's the only thing you don't learn in uni as well, though. Mm. You know, that you don't learn that, like.
You know, that's what they teach you, bro. Even school, I don't agree with the education system when they teach
you
biology, chemistry, maths, all of that.
I don't need
that's
to
cap.
Maths, when I get it.
English and maths.
Maths and English is good. Key. It's good.
History. Keys. Why do I want to know about stuff? Like, I don't live it, bro. I'm living this generation. I don't need to know about the past. Mm. That's geography,
chemistry, all of that shit.
Ari.
Ari.
Mango Duxi. I don't need to hurry.
I know Finland has got one of the smartest kids in the world. And yeah. They go to school 4 hours a day.
No way. Is it 4 hours?
They go 4 hours a day.
Where is this?
And like they Finland. Teach them, instead of teaching them like set lessons, like you're doing English today, you're doing this today, the student will go into school, they say, what do you want to learn? Like, would you want to,
that's
kind
hard.
Of kind of thing. And then that's making the child like, once I come home from school, this is Finland.
Oh, did you used to live in Finland?
No, I still live in, but I've literally just been doing research in Scandinavia, okay. Stuff like that. So like my little one, he'll come home from an 8 hour day. I say to him, what did you learn today? I don't know, because it's a long day. 8 hours is a very, very long day for a five-year-old child. Yeah, so they're not taking that information in and whatnot. So, it's, but sometimes life skills are much more important than the
exactly.
Like, what am I going to do with geography? What are we
but
do
I went,
this?
I went to Finland twice, fam, and I was watching something the other day where they said they were the most happiest people, bro. I believe it, bro. Mm. Every Somali there has got his own house. Mm. First of all, their water. Is you know their tap water is Voss.
Yeah, no, the water
is
different.
Voss, yeah. Bro, everybody's living.
Every Scandinavian country is
quality
like that.
Of life is different. So much better.
Because I was born in Denmark.
Heated floors and that, bro.
Yeah.
You know, even the heat, they turn it on different. Automatically.
Yeah, Sweden as well.
When it gets cold.
Sweden, they're living good.
Yeah, calcium turns it on.
That's nuts.
Do you know about that? About the heat? It turns it on automatically.
Yeah, automatically. And guess what?
The council does it.
Finland, most houses have a sauna inside the house. Because it snows all the time, they like to go, bro, everybody looks fresh.
Heat flooring and that as well. They've got heat on the floor, bro.
I'm telling you, Scandinavia is a shout, you know. I'm telling you, fam.
Definitely.
It's just the only language barrier. That's the problem. But everything else is a shout, fam.
That's clear. Bro, everywhere but here, bro. I don't know. Every European country I've been to, I'm like, what? Even Holland. I used to live in Holland.
What do you mean? Five-star tier today, fam.
Yeah,
tier 5.
Tier 5-star.
That's only here.
Oh, my like, God.
Where? I don't know, man.
So that's Sweden like, was...
Bro, they never even had a lockdown.
They never had a lockdown.
They never had a lockdown. And they had the least coronavirus thing in Europe.
I think there's something behind this, though. I'm going to say that again.
Nah. It's true, though. Hey, Joe, you need to start believing in this,
come
you know.
On, bro.
But UK is big, though.
Bro, there's something going on.
UK is big, though.
I believe it.
I think
you believe
in
that,
innit?
I think it's just the start.
Well, it's just the start.
Yeah.
This is the start
Sweden and now.
Of a, this is the start of
London
a mass.
Alone.
Yeah. What's it called?
They're just trying to change.
Mass, what's it?
What?
Abolition. What's it called? I forgot
the
abolition. Apocalypse.
Shots up a mass fucking. You get it, fam?
Depopulation.
Depopulation. Whatever it is.
Yeah, I just made that
I'm telling you.
You know, but then there was talking about there's too much people in the world. There was
there is,
and someone did a documentary a while ago. America bought 500,000 coffins a couple of years back. Yeah, so like, how many 500,000 people are you trying to kill?
that is crazy.
Apparently, in South Korea, there was more deaths than births last year. So now they're paying people a bag free. 1,300
starving babies
to have a bit of every baby you have.
I'm moving to North Korea.
You know,
South Korea.
Whoa,
man, start popping babies. baby mothers. You know what I'm saying? Hey, baby.
Just one time in it.
baby mothers.
You'll be, what, 5, 6 at one time?
Just me.
Yo, I just got another one, man. Yeah. Give me the check. Give me the check, man. I just got another one.
I got the proof. Crazy, though. That'd be crazy, though. Imagine if you had baby mothers, 10 of them pregnant at the same time.
Yeah,
and you just collect the check at the same time.
There's a Nigerian guy done that. He got 8 of them pregnant one time.
Oh, I see that. And he's touching the belly.
Yeah,
it's a hard body.
Was it South Korea?
That was Nigeria.
Okay.
Nigeria.
That is mad. No, that's hard. That's hard. Yeah, but yeah, we
but he had like 8 wives or something.
He's a star, like he's like a...
Yeah, that's another thing, though, if you don't mind me asking, because my man said 8, she, like, this whole situation with, like, four wives and do you know what I'm trying to say? Like, my question was, what was I going to say? Because there's brothers out there that would want to have one more than one. Mm. But they don't understand the mother hanoon that's going to come with it.
That's a civil war.
Yeah, it looks good.
It's not worth it.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. Yeah. It's not worth it.
One is already... You know what I'm saying?
And by then, you have to make sure they're all financially the same. They're all getting the same loving. Everything. You're not favoritizing one of them. And
yeah,
it sounds
like,
but
imagine that one living in a big crib. Imagine that one living in a small crib.
And then she's going to say, yeah. How come she lives in a big crib? Yeah, you got a big crib for her.
Get me, fam.
Where are you, babes? Yeah, I'm just on my way. I'm just going to pass Amina. You know what I mean? I'm going to drop some biscuit and then I'm going to come back to you.
Wait, imagine that convo. That's weird.
Imagine saying, I'm going to pass Amina. I'm going to.
Some guy was, I was watching one thing, documentary. Some guy was like, you know these guys, they're like, not magicians, what they call, they got a stick and there's plates.
Oh yeah.
So the guy is like, when you're having four wives, it's like that. They're all spinning, but then when this one, you have to keep.
Yeah, all these.
Do you know all of them ones? Yeah. You know when you got the,
Yeah.
You got to be an athlete, fam. It's hard. Nah.
Bro, I don't even.
Bro, I'm not going to lie. I've thought about it. Yeah, I thought about it. But, nah. Do you know what it is, bro? It's the headache. It's not even the finance.
Yeah.
No. If you was a multi-millionaire.
Even still, you can't.
No, that's...
But you have to be in that position to actually make that decision.
Yeah, now. You know what I'm saying?
Right now...
People look at the financial. It's not just the financial aspect. It's just even though, like I said, the way that you love... You have to love them equally.
Equally, yeah.
You might... God knows your intentions. You get it? So you have to show them everything.
You got to be mentally...
Would you be happy with... Your partner or future partner having that?
Definitely I was asked and I I said no.
No, you've been a second, but I'm saying if you was the first.
You was the first.
Yeah, if I was the first, no. I don't like sharing my toys. Why am I going to share my heart before? It doesn't make sense.
Hold on. So if you wasn't the first, then what?
If I wasn't the first, I wouldn't be looking at someone else's first.
Yeah, so you won't become second, right?
No, that's true.
Okay, makes sense.
What if this nigga's a bowler and he's like, yo, girl, I'm trying to make you, trying to join a gang. You want to be part of the gang?
Slap. Girl. I got some bonuses for you as well.
And basically, he's got the ease. Do you know what I mean?
He's living, though. He's living.
And your crib's there. He said, yo, here's the crib. Get it. Don't worry
That's
about
you.
Her. She's
Don't
cool.
worry. She got her.
Get out of here, fam.
Nah.
Hey, you did. Yeah. Yeah. You did.
Nah, I wouldn't. Well, I actually wouldn't.
Yeah. It has to be safe.
Even back home in Nigeria as well, like, I know my granddad, he's got like six wives. That's how he used to run store.
Six wives?
Equally,
activated,
though.
Fam.
Yeah, yeah.
No, not equally.
Yeah.
Calling them in the crib. Bare babies, bro.
Well, all of them in one crib.
One crib.
They put each of his wives in the
Your granddad's a strong man. He's a strong man.
Okay. At the same time, like, you can't do that because you neglect bare kids, bro.
Exactly.
Yeah.
My uncles, all of them, they don't
Their
dad like that.
Right. Same. Joe's got inheritance.
You know what I mean?
Inheritance. No, that's beautiful. No, that's sick, though.
Yeah, for us, it's religious to keep everything the same.
You have to be, boom. If you don't, basically, that marriage is to Allah, is basically. Yeah.
And another thing is, you have, like, the first wife has to be cool with it.
Yeah.
Oh, swear.
Yeah. So the first one you marry, she's got to be cool with it. So back home is normal. Mm. Why is it so normal back home, but over here? Bro, back home, you don't know what's running. Some of them live in the same house, like you said. They've got the two wives in the same house. Imagine, I'm in there, Fatia in this room. You know what I mean?
Bro, I'm not going to lie to you. The idea of it is beautiful. But the reality of it...
For a man, it's beautiful.
It's
for
beautiful.
For a female...
It's like, boom, bam. You're living in the same yard. Get it? You're going to have them on their toes. Do you get it, fam?
Imagine
they're going to be on their
beeping.
Toes. Like, boom, that one...
Huh? And they're gonna be calling you Mister.
I could go ahead.
They're gonna call you Mister.
What? Did you say there's not enough sugar in my tea?
Amina's over there.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you're gonna do it? Okay.
No, I could never. That's going to end up beating you up. Excuse me?
I'm joking, baby.
Imagine coming home. No, nothing.
Coming to the house, like. Can't smell
no food.
Oh, the food must be coming from next door.
Do you get what I'm saying? Bro, even if I was financially stable, I still wouldn't go for that, bro. I can't even handle one.
In the Quran, that, is that how they used to operate as well? Or like, they wasn't like a no-win?
Nah, the religious guys are they do this regular. That's their only drug, fam. You know what I'm saying? That's the only chill pill.
Yeah.
You know the word ads? That's the only chill pill. Like, am I lying though, fam?
What do you mean? Sorry, reread.
Like, see how us, man, we could go out and do, like, have fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they don't do that. So they chill, but the time they're like, a woman.
Yeah, that's the Marqan.
Do you get it, fam? The like, word ads?
1, 2, 3.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3. Oh, yeah, I just got married again. That's how they show off. Oh, yeah, I just got married again. Okay, but hey, what about if your man done it behind your back and he just married?
See, that's the thing. With the deal, you know that if you have a conversation before the marriage and the wife says no and you agree with it, you cannot even get brought up again after. Like
ever.
It can't get brought up again.
That's so a shutdown.
Me, what I did, he didn't want to bring it up. So I sat him down and I said, I'm just letting you know, you can't have a second wife.
Okay.
Like, I'm drawing the line from now. Kind
of. She let him know from the get go. It's not that kind of party.
So at first he took it lightly. He's like, what? No, don't watch that, baby. It's me and you. Don't. That's it. But then later on, like when he did try, are you what would you think if I wanted a second start? We did this.
Let me tell you a little something. Most girls that say this, yeah, they are like, under 30.
Mm.
When girls hit 35 to 50, bro, they all calm by
see,
then.
See, that's the thing.
You're allowed to. The young ones, because they still got it. They're thinking, why are you going to go somewhere? But when they hit 35 and up, and then, you know, they've been with their man for 10 years.
15 years.
And you get it, fam. You could tell he's starting to, they don't want to get divorced at that age. Mm. Do you get it? So they're like, you know what, big man? Grab a little thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But don't go away too far. Yeah, don't go just too far. Remember, I was the first one.
Let me pick some. Well, like, if Somalia happens, they pick for you.
They pick for you.
They do, actually.
They
pick for you.
They pick for they would say, I'll bring you a thing. Yeah.
Oh, one second.
Yeah. Well, like, it happens. Well, like, it happens. Because she doesn't want some new thing to just come in, take off. She wants to know what this girl's mentally at.
She wants a meaty thing.
Yeah, a meaty thing. Like, ah, cool. This nigga just wants to smash. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But imagine if she picks it out for him. So what would you do in that position? You're probably like, what? She's the butts girl, like the most ugliest one. You know what I mean?
Just to make No, she can't pick butters thing.
I wouldn't pick a butters thing, but I wouldn't pick one that's prettier than me.
Okay, makes sense.
You're
alright,
but like you're
not
prettier than me.
Yeah.
But at that age, if you pick someone that's like
younger,
18, 20, one thing should bring a thing with
one arm.
Hey.
No, with the body as well.
Thing with one arm.
Imagine.
Hey, she hit me. me today.
Aye, but listen. That'd be bad.
She hit me all the time.
That'd be bad.
Imagine death. I need to stop.
Do you know what it is, yeah? Like, it went over my head, my bad.
No, but weddings, there's not much weddings like that anymore, though.
Huh?
That's true, you know. You know what? There's not a lot of Somalis getting married as much anymore. Why do you not think?
Do you know why?
No, but in every community, not just Somalis, bro. It's every community, fam. Mm.
Can I touch base?
You know
base?
What I'm saying? Mm. What is it? Touch base on that, fam.
I think brothers and sisters are seeing how quickly divorces are happening. Mm. Bro, it don't matter. Like, you could be together for 4 years and then get married and get divorced within the first year.
Mm.
Or you could be together for 3 months and get married and be together
still.
But
why do you guys think
today?
Divorce is happening too often?
Yeah, it is, bro. Yeah. But do you know what predominantly comes down to, bro? When people get into know each other, you gotta go deep, bro. You can't be what's your type, what do you like. You gotta go deep into conversation, such as like, when you get angry, how do you handle situations? Do you have temper? Do you get what I'm trying to say? Like, would you leave the house if me and you were married, or would you tell me to leave if we got argued? Like, just little things like that, so you know what about to come.
I think people drag it out way too long, though. When you're saying people rush it.
Mm.
I don't think rushing. I think it depends on how you and that person understand
it. You know
what,
when I say by rushing, I mean it's in like, it's got something along the lines to do with what he said. It's that when when you're together with someone, when you're seeing each other and you're going out on dates and linking up and spending a night or two together, and then you have your little space from each other, it's not the same as living with someone every single day in, day out. Hole.
Because when you're married, when you're girlfriend and boyfriend, okay,
you can have space.
You can, you. It's not even just space. You argue about some real shit.
Mm.
If you argue about, oh, you cheated or you done this. When you're married, you argue about, why did you not close the fridge?
Yeah, it's true.
Why did you not close the fridge? Yeah. I'm telling you, it's like. Listen, they're playing. Bullshit. It's, do you know what I'm saying?
Animosity thing.
It's not even animosity. It's the stupidest shit.
It's like your siblings. What are you doing that for? Oh, no. Yeah, yeah. You get annoyed at each other every single day.
Even now, bro, my kids, even if now, because we're locked down, I'm with them every day. Like this, bro, we look at you, man.
And it's the littlest things, fam. The stupidest
things. Sometimes I actually said to my husband, like, can you go to your friends? Can you get out, please?
Go check Bash. All right, cool.
Yeah, you need that little break, fam.
Lockdown just broke everything, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, the lockdown.
The first time.
Fourth.
Hey, that was a mazza.
No,
but me and my missus, we was together 6 months before we got married.
Okay.
So you lot were still learning each other.
We understood each other from jump.
Okay. Mashallah.
You get it? It was only family that was kind of delaying things.
Yeah. But you know what? Like I said, you could get married quick. Well, 6 months is not quick, and it's not, but you try and say,
You can still understand. I don't think and know
6 months is
do.
Very reasonable. I'm not gonna lie. It's very reasonable.
I'm not gonna lie. Me too. Still, I think it was about 6 months.
Yeah, I think that's another thing as well. Yeah. A lot of people don't believe in marriages now, and I think that's because with 10 years ago, 15 years ago, is like, especially with our deen and stuff, it wasn't okay to have a boyfriend and girlfriend. It wasn't as normalized as it is now. No. So the fact that now it's more. That option, people are getting away, they can actually do it. You can have it without having to get married, then obviously people are going to take up that option. No, like, marriage is a scary thing, so we wouldn't prefer to.
I feel like people are scared to commit.
That's commitment, yeah.
People are scared to just be locked in.
That's true. Scared to commit.
Yeah.
What do you think?
No, that's true. But also, like, back in the days, girls used to get married for the wrong reasons. And I'm predominantly speaking about girls, because some of them wanted to get out.
Of the house.
Out of the house. So they needed that escape route. But obviously when they speak to someone, they thinking, okay, cool, let's rush this. When are you ready? So now the brother's getting pressured. Yo, let's do this. You know what I mean? So I don't know, man. But now,
it's true.
Do girls still get married for that? Like, does that still happen?
I think they've got more freedom now, though. Now it's different.
But now when someone's all in a relationship for like 2, 3, 4 years... And them not even married yet, or even
that I don't get you.
I don't understand.
Like, what are you doing,
bro? Yeah. I've seen some people there 4 or 5 years in a sort like. No. But alright, cool. That's your culture. But our culture is like four or five years.
4 years,
bro. Nah, bro.
4 years, bro.
That don't matter.
What, as in 4 years, boyfriend and girlfriend?
Yeah.
Nah, that's calm, bro.
Nah, you're scared to commit, bro.
Calm, bro.
No, but the thing is, yeah.
He's saying it like,
all
right, no kids, no nothing.
In this country, it's calm. Trust me, in this country.
No, I'm not gonna lie. Right,
if
cool.
If you're in Africa right now, you'd be like your granddad's firm.
Yeah. And imagine your family know about her for that whole 5 years, or just say the 3 years. What the fuck?
You get it?
What the fuck, bro?
Nah, that's mad.
That's the thing she's saying though, because.
Now, but proper. 4 or 5 years, you've experienced.
But I'm tired of her already. Four or 5 years, fuck off.
Yeah.
What you guys gonna talk about? There's no respect left, bro. What do you mean? I ain't respect.
Imagine though,
you get
4 years.
But when I'm married to her, 4 or 5, I can be married to 5 because we're married. When you get it, Allah, you get it. Yeah. Sacred.
Marriage is
that's
more
sacred. Do you know what I'm saying?
It's like
a girlfriend and boyfriend.
No, family.
Rupert, I'll be cheating every fuck. You get it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you,
do you know what I'm saying?
No, but it's sacred.
Marriage is sacred, bro.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Marriage is sacred.
And you're
living together. Boyfriend and girlfriend,
it does, bro. No, it's not.
No. That's still the same. Like, she's not changing anyway.
No, but in our religion, right. it's quite.
But imagine if you're not living with the person, though. You could not be living with her. Yeah, and that's the biggest thing, though. That's the biggest.
And stuff like that. You would be able to do that while you're as boyfriend and girlfriend with your family's blessings. So that's one of the
But that's one thing I would have, like, I would have done, like, if I could, but stuff like obviously we can't, but where the man and the woman obviously live together and everything, and
like a trial period kind of thing.
You know what I'm trying to say? Just to see how things are going, whatever. Ooh. Obviously we can't, but that would have
I'm not gonna lie to you, that would be sick. That would do.
Like a little 6 month trial.
Like if it wasn't, if it was halal,
yeah,
bro, I'll have bear cribs. I'll have bear cribs, bro. Yeah,
if it was halal.
Imagine a Big Brother house where all of them were people in relationships.
Oh, hey. Imagine Somali one. Allahu Akbar.
Hey, beep, we're not putting it out.
Yeah, listen.
No.
Alert, what was it? Editing. It's trademarked by Saturday, don't worry.
Yeah. It's protected by now.
It's protected by Saturday.
You're living with, because you can be chilling with someone and like, it's calm. You live with them,
start seeing it. You see,
bro, like, love, especially when you live. Have you ever been on a lad's holiday? You've been on a lad's holiday?
Yeah.
But I've been on a lad's holiday. When you go on a holiday, or even with a female, You find a whole different, you get it? You see a whole different person.
Yeah.
You get it? That guy you was with, chilling with him.
Yeah.
When you're on holiday with him, it's a whole, because you just sleep every day. You're waking up to him. He's like, bro, do you know how many madness is happening? Bro.
That is crazy.
You know what I'm saying? It's like that person, when you're chilling with them, you're, do you know what I'm saying?
Then you know
you
how
get to know them.
That's true, bro. Because imagine, bro, all this dinner, meeting up, she shows up on a good behavior, makeup, everything. The guy comes up there with his little gel or whatever he puts on.
Mm-hmm.
But when you start waking up next to each other, boy.
Good morning, babe. Yeah, bah, your breath is kicking. Yeah. Her breath is, oi, yo.
Different, bro.
Nah, yeah, but you know when it's love, that shit don't smell, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's what Brooks was saying. Like, you get blinded by it as well.
You get blinded. Love is blind. Like, I mean, it's not blind, but yeah, you get blinded by it.
I feel like love starts when you get married, though. I'm not even going to cap for it.
No, that's true.
Is that how it was for you?
That's true.
Like real love, that's when it really starts.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie, that's how it was for me still.
It's not the first time I've heard it, you know. I've heard a couple of other brothers who told me that as well.
Like, all of that good brother shit is fake.
Even in love.
It's fake.
They were like, I've never loved this girl, but once we start getting married, the love developed then.
It developed.
And I was confused, bro. I was like, how could you marry someone you not love? Yeah, but bro, when I heard a couple of brothers saying, explaining it, it made all sense, bro. You think you love the person, bro, but you really not. Until you get married and then you feel it. So
now, once you got love, is just one of the how many things you need, fam. Mainly, you got to be patient. The patience is probably number one, fam.
How many times have I?
You've been married before, then?
Yeah, I have been married before.
And what did you think of it?
But I think it was like this patience. That's one of the biggest things. Because like the smallest, when like you're linking up and stuff like that, there's certain like, you're not spending out. You're only spending a couple hours of the day together, so you're seeing what that person wants. But then when you're in each other's faces every single day, like the little, it's you need a lot of patience. It's
a lot. You've got a dulqat. You have to be
a lot of dulqat. Yeah, like,
a lot of.
And some other thing is a lot of arguments are gonna happen. That's one people say, marriages break down because people think as soon as one or two heated arguments happen, like that's it, I'm not doing it anymore.
And I'm done.
But that's the thing with marriages. Ask your parents and whatnot; they will tell you over hundreds of arguments happening between this marriage, but just that's part of it, kind of thing. So you need someone that you know. Certain times, I am gonna get under your skin. You're gonna get under my skin, but I'm gonna want to know you're not gonna turn around and bail as soon as that happens, kind of thing. I need that reassurance to know that you're gonna hold it down with me.
100%. And if you're a guy, you always gotta say sorry first,
bro.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, always, always.
Let me tell you,
you ain't gonna win. There's no win.
Let me give you a quick disclaimer, guys.
Yeah.
No, when you're married, when you're married.
You got a training to do, big man. Trust me.
Now you got big things coming up. Let me tell you one thing, Well, I books.
Like, how would you mean, bro?
My pops told me, and I told, I don't know, did we have this conversation?
Yeah.
My pops was telling me, all you gotta say is, okay.
Yeah, you're right.
And I was like, why? You heard what she said? Like, nah. And this is me back in the days when I was young, arguing with my sister or whoever. Yeah, yeah. Just say you're okay and just walk off. Say you're right, walk off.
That's the best. Because you can't beat women.
I tried it, it saved me so much hustle.
Literally, happy wife, happy life. It's true.
Bro, you don't understand what it saved me, cuz. I used to argue all the time and now I'm just like, yeah. And when girls get pregnant, that's the biggest test for a man. Imagine, like, let alone anything else. When she gets pregnant, you know what I'm trying to say?
Bro,
you'll get sent to the shop 4 times, 5 times. Bro, and you come back, you'll be like, oh, babe, I don't want the Kit Kat anymore. Can you go McDonald's?
Oh, me too.
Oh, my days.
I think me and my little brother got
But one time I got a Subway. I got sent to Subway, Here's the worst part. Yeah? I got sent to Subway, yeah. And you know the veggie thing, the little flat thing.
Mm. The block thing.
That.
Yeah.
The guy forgot to put it in there. He just gave man a salad, man just boom, left. Come to the yard, thing over the salad. Girl went,
but it's true though, that's what happens though.
Hey, oh, I swear down like straight bawling. And I'm like, bro, man, go grab your another one. Like.
I had a crazy moment with Ribena. Oh, my God. He was Ribena at like 4 a.m. I made my brother catch a cab to the ceiling by Ribena at 4 a.m.
No way.
Because yeah. Imagine, you know what it is? He's saying, like, my mom's saying to him, get up, your sister was Ribena, your sister, right? I'm like, Ribena. He's saying, like, nah, bro. He said, that's crazy. Can I pack your top? Ribena. But then he felt guilty when I'm getting up with an 8-month pregnant belly saying that. I need Ribena. If I go to labour, that's on your head.
Yeah.
So you're getting up saying, I'm carrying this baby, I'm going to get Ribena.
And the thing is, men get pissed off more when she's the one carrying it, bro. Mm. Do you get what I'm trying to say? We're chilling.
We're doing the fun, bro.
Yeah.
It's all fun for us.
I'd rather be like this, yeah, than being pregnant and having to ask for things. I'd rather be the one getting it.
Yes.
I don't want to go 2 in the morning. I'll go 4 in the morning. Don't worry. You know what I'm trying to say? Yeah, bro.
When the water broke, it was 5:30 in the morning. She woke me up and she was like, look, the bed. And I'm just looking like, I'm frozen. I'm lagging. I'm not even responding. I'm just like, is this actually happening? I've got work in a few hours. I'm just like, what? And I'm even calling the ambulance like, what is this actually?
Yeah. You couldn't believe it.
And then we went to the hospital and I was just like, oh, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
No one took me serious in my labor. No one took, because I gave birth early and I was so calm, but I woke up like 4 a.m. I went to my brother, I said, I think I'm going into labor, and then he just said bye, like, I don't want to hear it, because I'm so calm. And then I called the ambulance are all looking at me. I'm quite young, I'm 19, I've already got baby face, so they're taking the mick at me. They're like, have you got your cab home? Like, you don't look like you're giving birth. Like, da-da-da-da-da-da. So when I got there and they checked me, the woman started screaming, labor. I said, what do you mean labor? She said, like, you're having a baby now.
No, wow. Fucking up. Listen, guys, sorry. Going back to the marriage thing, yeah? Do you know what I think, bro? Yeah? All right, cool. Let me explain. So basically, I went to a wedding one time, yeah? And there was women there, a lot of women, yeah? And they were between the ages of 35 to 45.
Mm.
There's a bag of them.
Mm.
And from what I can see, a lot of them were single women. How can we sort of tackle that? Because there's a lot of women, like, just say, okay, they're English women. Do you get it, fam? The Caribbean women. Do you know what I'm saying? The Asian, they, like, I don't know, but it's just, they can go back to marry again. But Stetken is like, sure, it's like, they can't find men after they get to a certain age. Have you noticed? There's a lot of single women from 35 to 50. Yeah. Have you noticed? And then how do they get to, like, 60?
They
just say fuck it at the end.
Yeah.
You get it? Arutuska Korsadan, they become, you get it, miserable. You get it, fam?
No, you're right.
How can we tackle that, fam? Him. Because.
To get married earlier, bro.
Well, married earlier, but we need to start staying with our women, bro.
Yeah. No.
Do you know what I'm saying, fam?
You know, a lot of our women nowadays even get, which is not, I'm not saying it's wrong, obviously, but they get married outside the culture as well. So it happens. Remember, even back in the days, first time we see a Marley sister with a. Either white or black Donny or whatever, our necks would be turned because it was new to us. Yeah. But obviously, as time went on, it becomes normal. Now you just see bare people. Do you get what I'm trying to say? But I just say, I don't know, regardless whether we stay with them or not, I don't think that's going to change, bro. I think more.
Bro, I'm saying, how can we tackle that generation?
Mm.
So we it's happened to them already.
Right.
How can we tackle that to happen
the next year?
Because right now, there is a lot of females. Right now, from the age of 25 to 35, and they're single. Mm. And there's nobody, no guys are out. Guys need to step up. Guys need to start making the first move. Because girls don't get up, and they can't just say we're in a shisha place or something. Just say, for instance, like, girls ain't going to come on and be like, hold on, look, let me chat to you. Mm. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, it's true.
It's true. Guys need to start standing up and you get it. Start taking control.
Mm.
Be like, yo, we get it, fam. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, but the guys that go the main predominantly.
Oh no,
that
but
go
guys are becoming bitches though.
They're not really.
I'm telling you, fam.
They don't go for like that.
Yeah, they're not really
active like that. Huh?
How many brothers?
No, but okay, forget shisha plays. I'm saying as a whole, guys need to start stepping up. Somali boys as a whole need to start stepping up and start moving to our sisters, bro. Because there's a bag of them right now, Kaladatsan.
Mm. Yeah,
and they're all between 25 to just say 40 now.
Facts.
Mm. Do you get it? And they still can have babies. They can still make more children our generation.
What, 35 to 45?
35, 35. No, 25 to 40.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm.
Do you get it? 25 to 40. There's a bag of them, bro. There is loads of them in the UK right now, in Sweden, in Canada, in America,
everywhere
mm. in the Bedaha.
No, but some of them
and guys are not mothers, getting bro. Up and don't matter single mothers. What? Mm. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, it doesn't matter, bro.
Doesn't no, matter, no, no, bro. Think, doesn't matter. But guys need to stop.
That's a stigma itself, though.
No.
I think that's
guys need to step up and start moving to the gala and start
I don't think
taking control and be like, yo.
No, no, that shouldn't be a problem. Mm. I'm thinking that is.
Mm. If they're looking at it that way, but
what am I lying saying, though, fam? Right now,
Bash, you're saying single right? woman without kids. Somehow, huh? You're saying single woman without kids.
No, with kids or without kids. Okay, 25 so to 40 cool. right now. Cool. There's so many females that son right now.
Mm.
There are literally so many of them, and there are a lot of them because they've got this. Because they're old school. They've got that sort of thing of they don't want to go outside the culture. And they're literally yearning for Somali boys.
Mm. Mm.
You get it, fam? To take control and be like, yo, Kaluku Mehriye. Do you know what I'm saying? And there's loads of them, bro.
But that falls back to, all right, let's go on the Somali
nah,
boys.
No, for real, though.
Somali
nah,
boys don't have I'm enough. Like, or guys don't have enough.
But maybe.
They don't have enough like role models to tell them, you look going to get married at a young age. Or at least.
Bro, man's telling them now, isn't it, fam?
Yeah, you got to tell them now.
Do you know what I'm saying, fam?
Just make a move.
Telling, no, fam. Start making moves and start moving to these girls and start breeding them. Mm. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Because what we're gonna be, our generation is gonna be done.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? If we don't start breeding right now, start breeding like our parents did, 5, 10, 6, boom.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But right now, everyone's got 1 kid, 2 kid, 3. Mm. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm. There's nobody. I don't see nobody from my age group that's got. I think I know Rhymes. You know Rhymes? He came on it before. He's got 4 kids. That's the guy. That's the most I know.
Yeah. Okay. Mashallah.
Do you know what I'm saying, bro? I ain't seen nobody. We're a dying breed, bro.
It's a tough one though.
No, I'm telling you, fam. People, bro, that's why man's trying to fucking start the. What's it?
Hey, no, don't reveal that yet.
Hey. Bear trademarks today, you know.
Bear
trademarks. My people need to start anyway, but it's not for the women to come up to you and be like, oh, well, I'm looking to get married.
That's not how we got raised.
Like, the man is supposed to
the
come.
The man back home, their mind is get married. Hold down the house, leave a legacy, have some children, stuff like that. But here, that's not how it is now. So,
do you feel like women demand more now?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah.
No, they do. Okay, you're right. The pressure on guys is a bit more.
Yeah.
With women, lower their standards a bit more. Not even standards, like lower what they want from a man.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I think expectations. True. That's the
word. It's true. This conversation came up on Clubhouse, and one of the girls turned around saying, "I want my husband to make 100k a year." And it's like,
come on, bro.
She's chasing ghosts.
Exactly.
She's chasing ghosts.
You know what? He's a G.
She needs to get banned off the whole Clubhouse.
It's true. The whole expectations thing. Because right now, our generation, there's a couple goals. They're seeing like certain women being treated in certain ways and whatnot. But then if every woman has that kind of expectation, it's going to put guys, guys are not going to want to be with women. Like, it's going to push them away, sort of thing. But
yeah.
That kind of woman, yeah, she'll go for any man as long as she's got the 100k in the back. You know what I mean? Mm. Don't matter how, it could be a sugar, it doesn't matter. She made it clear, I want him to make 100k. Yeah. Do you got what I'm trying to say? It's crazy, man.
No, it's mad.
Not saying she can't get what she wants, but that's going to be tough.
Boy, she packed
it. She already made it clear this is what she wants.
She packed it from both sides.
You need to look at yourself. What position are you in for you to make them kind of demands?
Exactly. To the table?
Like, what are you bringing to the table?
You can't make demands.
You can't be making a bag a month and saying, I want a guy that's making 100 bags a year.
But listen, though, that's not even the point. Girls always say this shit. They say, I want a guy to have this, this, that. But deep down, girls just want attention and time. Wallahi,
just
I'm telling you.
A decent guy, bro.
Deep down, girls want a guy with confidence.
Simple.
I can tell them, you get it, stability, attention and time. Do you know what I'm saying? They don't care about 100 grand. Nah. Bro, that girl that's saying that, bro, bring her a guy that's, yo, chill, man. What do you mean? Like, give her that time. Mm. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Bring her that kind of guy. Bro, she ain't sure. All right, cool, man. I'll take a guy that's 10 bags a year. Do you know what I'm saying? Well, like, I'm telling you. She'll say that. Yeah. I'm telling you. She just, deep down, girls want that attention, time. Do you know what I'm saying? Confidence. You get it? Someone that's, yo. Do you know what I'm saying? Telling her, yo, chill, man. You know what I'm saying?
Relax.
Yeah, relax.
It's the age thing as well, because as you get older, the things you want to change.
Yeah, right? But yeah, that's true. That's
so it's
true.
Like, it's the difference between what a boy wants and a man wants, or what a girl wants, ooh, or what a woman wants. Like, it's completely different things.
Yeah, well, but yeah, what a girl wants and what a woman wants is different.
It's the same way you're saying, you know, when guys in our age group say, oh, I want a girl to cook, clean, do everything in the yard, they're not going to get that. Like,
bro,
not,
let me tell
you. Not the whole package. You're not going to get the whole package.
Bro, you ain't even. Bro, when I was back home, let me tell you one thing. When I was back home, yeah, I sweeped the room that I was sleeping in, and my cousin had a go at me, cut.
Bro, I went to the kitchen and they said, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
I said, I want to get like some drink. I want a water. No.
Nah.
You shouldn't be. Don't let the neighbors see us.
That's what this is.
Don't let the neighbor see us that you're in the kitchen. Wallahi.
$200.
I swear, they said, don't let the neighbor see that you came in the kitchen. You, like, men are not even supposed to see the kitchen.
But you know who had a go at me, though? It's not a female cousin. It was a male cousin.
No.
It was a guy that told me, what are you doing? Don't let no one see. He even told me to shit. So I was like,
yeah, it's brazy. It's like that.
Stuffing in the room. I was like, because, bro, I always clean after myself. You get me? Yeah, when I wake up, I do my little
coat. I take my shirt off, yeah. I come in Duhur time. So I might in the morning. Duhur is basically afternoon. Take my shirt off, put it there. I come home back at like 9 Isha time.
It's got taken.
It's washed, ironed, and it's there, fam.
Bro, that's real shit.
Wash iron and it's there. Literally. And I'm so used to it. I'm just so used to it. Like, if it's not like that, I'm like, something happened today.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Something happened today. Literally. That's
crazy.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Are you used to that now, did you say? Or?
No, I'm used to that now, obviously.
Alpha. Yeah. So it's ready there.
Yeah. Calm.
Calm. Like, do you know what? Yeah. Fam.
Come on,
I was expecting you to say vice versa. You know what I mean? I was like, no.
Come on.
That's sick.
Still.
But I think girls demand more because they just don't want to waste time, bro. They just want to see where you at. Are you looking to drag me along with you and whilst you get me? Or are you trying to put the ring on it? Because true say, bro, there's guys that go on for 2 years and they don't progress. If it doesn't progress, even within the first year, like, start making plans or whatever. If a girl starts hearing that, she can see where it's going. What you been up to? No, nothing much, babe. I've just been working. Every day is just the same old shit. There's no progression. She knows you're wasting her time, bro. But if you start making plans in that, she knows what time is.
No, that's for real, man.
Finances shouldn't be a pressure, though.
Finances causes a lot of arguments as well in the house.
Everyone has a different what they think is rich to them. Like, everyone's got their own. Some people don't mind a simple life.
That's right.
And some people, right now, me, if I was to get, I wouldn't mind if I'm making a simple 2K a month and my husband's making a simple 2K a month and we're running the house together.
Yeah, that's nice.
And I'm absolutely content
with
that.
That's nice. Yeah.
But some people, it's like, that's another reason why it's going to push male away. Back to what I was saying before, if you're saying, no one wants pressure. No one wants to be living like every single day. Imagine making that money, but you're not happy. Yeah. Like, you're not living, you got money, but you're not happy in yourself, kind of thing. So it's like, it depends what you call rich, basically.
Yeah. Happiness will come before
happiness
money.
Happiness doesn't come unless there are money. So it's literally
you got to be happy with just some shopping in your house.
Exactly, babe.
That's what I'm saying.
It's fine.
As long as you got a munch in your house for the whole week.
Roof over your head.
You got the heating on.
Yeah, I'm good.
Got your lights. That should be your, do you get it, fam? If it goes under that, then basically, you're trouble. Yeah, but that should be your, do you know what I'm saying?
Mm. You rarely see that struggle. As long as you're married, that will bless your thing.
Yeah, definitely.
That's true.
Yeah.
Because there was a saying that goes, go on, bro.
No, go on.
There was this thing where they were saying, if you're making money, that's your wifey's money. And her money, that's her money. Your money is her money. I'm like, I got confused. I was listening to this a couple of days ago.
That's true.
Some sheikh was talking about it, brother, on YouTube. And I was confused, fam. So I want to ask you, brother.
Nah, personally.
That's facts, though.
That's facts.
I don't disagree with it, but I'm just,
That's true. Personally, that's how it should be.
That's how
it should be. Because a woman is running the household. She's the one cooking your food, cleaning your clothes, everything. So she's going to need money to run that house.
And more time, when it's like that, you don't even have to ask her for it. Like, she would just end up using that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You
end up going shopping and buying that.
Yeah.
Without you even telling her, yo,
yeah.
But in, yeah, yeah, fam.
No, but she, it's not a thing where she's going to go out her way and just start splashing.
No, no, no,
no, no.
It's still within the house.
Yeah, still within the house. But don't say to her halves. Like, if you can't say to her, I'll pay this and you pay that. Nah.
Oh, no, 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 no.
It's all in one. No, no, no. But her piece is...
Yeah, it's her piece. It's her piece.
You don't touch that.
Up to her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And your card, you just got to leave it there.
Nah, 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 nah.
Nah.
That's Obo right there, fam. That's Obo right there.
You know, I don't want to say that. You know me, I just talk too much sometimes.
No, but
don't,
I have my own times where, like, my husband pays everything, but I would turn around and say, you know what, I'll take this out today. It was on me kind of thing. Yeah, yeah, like, yeah, do you get it? Like, I'll do that kind of thing.
Come on, come on. Yeah, that's sick.
Nah, for real.
Nah, that's sick, though.
Now, for me, it's just straight. What do you need? Yeah.
Yeah, let's
take it. When, when she gets peas, yeah, that's yours.
Yeah, it's your man.
What do you think about prenup?
Prenup, bro. What, prenup?
Unless if I'm already up.
If I no no yeah.
If I'm already up.
If I'm already up and then you came.
How about if you are up but she's also doing her thing as
well?
I'll
go with that. Yeah. If I got up after,
Like,
if you was here from jump, then later on you can have half. I don't care.
So right now if you were to ask for a prenup and she turned around and said, I want one too. You're both working people. What would you say then?
We're both getting paid. We're both getting paid.
Who's going first?
You pay electricity, I pay the gas. That's facts.
Have you seen that? I see one video. Some guy goes, yeah, everything half, yeah. Mm. Man cut everything in half. He cut the couch in half. He cut the TV in half. You know that? And then the court couldn't say nothing to him. He goes, actual, he literally lined up everything in half.
Oh, because
and then he beat the law. You know that? Mm. Literally, and then one point he's going to cut the house in half. He cut everything in the house in half. Well, yeah, half in it.
Now, that's a crazy guy,
literally,
fam.
Literally, fam.
He's a mad guy. Yeah,
petty is another
everything
word.
In half. But yeah, with that whole, yeah, I'll just leave my card there or whatever. Because I know brothers that actually forget their card. Be like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Ooh. Like, I left it with the wifey or, you know what I mean? So it's that. Even a joint account or whatever.
Mm. Now, joint account is not a good idea.
Yeah, no.
It's not a good idea.
No?
It's not a good idea. Because, no, still, no, no, it's not one. Because, you know why? When you got a joint account.
Or one after you get divorced or whatever.
You,
maybe.
Like, just say you're out. You're out with your mates and you spend. That person's going to know everything you spent. And then they're like, okay, but why did you spend £120? You could have spent £80. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like that argument then comes on. Yeah, do you know what I'm saying, fam? Because I'm not gonna lie, I tried that shit.
Yeah.
It was not the one after I said, hey.
Hey,
I make Munzo.
Hey,
I make Munzo.
You're a revolute in that.
Yeah, revolute.
Like, that's sick. Man, fam, I don't know. That's why I was asking about the joint account, so they can see that, obviously. But with the card, like, I would actually leave. Me personally, I would leave the card, or I don't know about the joint account now. Bro. I might have to have a second thought about the joint account. I mean, man, I might grab some crepes or something.
Yeah. Trust me, that's where it's gonna cause arguments a lot. If you do anything over. Do you know what I'm saying? Nuts, bro.
Oh, that's mad, man.
Boy. I kid
out. Yeah, that was a hell of a...
Guys. Welcome. Personal one, bro. What's everybody's mental health saying right now, fam?
Alhamdulillah.
Did you say Alhamdulillah?
Alhamdulillah, bro.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, I'm saying Alhamdulillah. But I'm saying what do you think our community is right now? We spoke about this before, but I always want to address it to sort of show people. Do you know what I'm saying?
I think mental health is not recognised enough in our community.
Not enough.
And I think the problem with it is, like, when people want to open up about mental health and stuff, you'd get more time, you get criticised than being like, you'd be like, what are you talking about, bro? You're fine. Like, really, that's not what you
need. What's the illness, that kind of thing?
The people that are actually going through it are not giving, like, so it seems like such an embarrassing thing that no one wants to give recognition to other people. So it's like, it's something that's really hidden and, like, not spoken about enough. Like, I went through depression when I had my little one. And when I was quite young, I didn't want to talk about it. I'm thinking, bro, you're going to be loony up here. Like, don't talk about it, keep it to yourself kind of thing. But that's like the worst thing you could possibly
Depression
do.
And anxiety makes you think you're that, but you're not.
Yeah, you're not.
You're not. You're just going through a lot of emotions at that point. You get it, fam?
Like, sometimes, like, people underestimate it. Like, it was bad, like, to a point where if I'm going to uni and I'm walking to a bus stop, I'm thinking everyone's watching me sometimes, I'll just cancel, go home and go back to bed. That's not the thing that I should, no 19 year old, 20 year old should be living like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's, that's why I think people should be able to, like, I've come over it, it's been so many years, and now I'd like talking about it, I like giving recognition to make, it's all right, you know? Some people, the strongest of people, it can happen to sometimes. So it's like,
it happens to everyone.
It happens to everyone. So that's why there's other people that have gone, like, it should be something that should be spoken about more.
My mum always used to say to me, Walidu, basically, I'll explain it in English. She said, Walidu wa afartanwa.
Yeah.
Only one of them is Murhukofu
Slahalayuwa.
Like, there's another 39. So basically, craziness, mental illness, is 40 different types. Only one of them is when someone's actually
talking to them.
So there's another 39 different types of mental illness.
Yeah.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
So she's saying, she was to tell me, like, most of the people in this world aren't sane. Do you get it, fam?
It's true.
Do you get it, fam? They think you are saying, basically, I'm saying, you're saying, you get it. We're enough to function. But everyone's got something about them that isn't, do you get it? You're dealing with secretly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying, fam?
Oh, that's
trust me.
That's a deep one. But I ain't heard that one before. Yeah. That's super.
And it's just the talking about it is a very, very big thing. And sometimes
it's a breath. It's like,
it's like you should. Some people don't want to talk to their friends. It's easier to talk to a stranger about things sometimes than it is to people that you know, because you're just worried about the backlash or what you're going to get back from it. So, like, with another, my mom always says, she knew I could overthink. So she'll just say, just speak. Just speak, like, to anyone. Even if it means call a voicemail and leave one, do that kind of thing. Just, you need to let it out of you. Communication is key. But that's, it needs to be, in our community, it needs to be shown that sometimes it is okay to fall. It can happen.
And another thing is, that helps it, I say, is always movement. You know, movement in life. You know, what's that film? I think you don't need to address this one. You know, have you watched the movie World War Z?
No, I haven't watched it.
It's Brad Pitt. He says this line in there, and then he goes, life is about movement. If you pause, you crash. Do you get it? It's like, if you stop, you crash. So if you're always moving forward, like, whether, boom, you've done this today, bam, you're getting up and doing this tomorrow, and you're always thinking about tomorrow, the day after, and you forget about yesterday. People need to start forgetting about the past.
Dwelling on the past. Yeah, of course.
Like, if something happened last week or 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks or a year ago, forget about it, because if you're thinking, always thinking about that, you're not moving forward, you're just going to be stuck. And then that's what makes you crash, like a computer. Do you know what I'm saying, fam? So it's all about, movement.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
If a car,
you park it up for how long and it doesn't move, the next time you try to start, it's like, do you know what I'm saying, fam? Do you get it, fam? You get it, fam? So you just always keep it vroom, 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 vroom.
What about those people that weaponize it, though? There's a lot of people that use mental health, like, they weaponize it.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
In that advantage.
Yeah. There's actual people that suffer from that kind of stuff, but then you get people that,
That's one thing I actually want to talk about. Nowadays, there's a lot of that. Have you noticed online?
They make advances.
Every little thing is like, oh, mental illness. Do you know what I'm saying? You can't play around that shit because you're going to make that person think.
Ask for it almost.
The simplest saying to someone you're crazy. Like, that could even just, someone that's not mentally, like, already going through difficulties with their mental health, that's going to push them to trigger for, you know what, I'm not normal, I am crazy.
That's true, man. How do you think we can sort of help our next generation, though?
I think recognition, it needs to be talked about a lot more.
And, like, asking questions, bro.
And talking to the...
And even if the smallest thing is giving a platform for people, like, look, like, you've got Childline and stuff like that, you can call and talk to someone and just express yourself. You need something within our community where people could do that in confidentiality and... Cause, like I said, some people don't want to talk to their friends about it. And another thing is with men, it's harder because, you know, when you have a role to play, and you're, you've got a big kind of no one wants to turn around and say I'm breaking down, like do you get it? It's it can happen to, it's like I said, it can happen to the strongest of people, so sometimes you should just have someone to just talk to, and the community,
it's so hard to talk about it
it is so hard.
And even if someone does talk to you about it, you don't know how to react to them. Have you noticed? You don't know how what to say, because if someone says to you, yo, how you feeling now? Just say, oh, like someone said to you, yo, bro, I don't know what's wrong with you. I'm trying to lose it or something. You're just going to be like,
I just stay positive.
Say this and that.
I even listen to positive affirmations. And
But do people actually, do people actually say it, like when they get into that mental illness or whatever, do they actually say it? Because the ones I come across, they just, they like that. You know, the genuine ones. They won't even tell you. You'll notice it yourself. You know the ones.
Admitting is the first stage of recovery. You're not gonna be able to sort something out if you don't even know the problem's there in the first place. So that's why sometimes people are in denial about it to themselves. So sometimes it's better. Like me, the first time I spoke about it, it's like the biggest weight came off my shoulders. So then I can move forward to fixing the problem, because now I know what the problem is. But when you don't know what the problem is, you're just gonna be going around in circles and playing limbo with your head, which, and the brain is a very, very, very powerful thing. It could crack you. You could be at a point where you could go back from it, sort it out, but then if you don't do nothing about it, keep pushing it, it's gonna go to no return. And I've actually seen people go to the most patternest, happy in their life, whatnot. Some of them actually sit in the mental homes right now. It can happen.
I've got friends in mental home.
And
it's like sometimes they've been in there for so long, and it's like people have actually forgotten about them.
Yeah,
you get it.
Same here. Family members have forgotten about them.
I'm not gonna lie. One time I've tried to go there, but it's like person's not even.
You become reliable on it. The medication.
They don't even know. It's like
they don't even know you. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
And then later on, you get given these certain things like medication, wanted to help you. They think to help your brain, stuff like that. But you become reliable on it. You're gonna end up needing
these medicines are.
These medicines
Me personally, I'd say go back if you're from a foreign land. Go back
home. Yeah.
Go back there, because whatever they juice you up over here with, it's part of this. It's just basically keep the NHS engine going.
Like, look at all the money that they get
from this.
You won't need half of these back home.
No, like the jail systems. You get it, fam?
Yeah, that's true.
You get it, fam? It's to keep the cycle going.
But what about the kids, bro? There's a lot of kids that suffer from mental illness as well. So how would you deal with that? Because usually when our community, Somali Han, we would say, yo, Freddie, so hella bud bud is that all? You know what I mean? We usually will tell our kids, sit down. What are you doing? Why are you jumping up and down? But you don't know. He could be acting up, all of a sudden, the next day he's acting weird.
You shouldn't raise children on fear. Like, if you do that, you're in trouble kind of thing. You should more, as in, your kids wouldn't want to talk to you. You're going to want your... Like, I try to teach my son as much as I want. Sometimes it's, you're not going to... I tell him, you're not going to get in trouble. Just tell me. Just tell me, talk to me. I'd rather know. Like, it's the hardest if a kid's keeping things in and you don't know what's going on. As soon as those kids go out from school from 8 to 3 o'clock, you don't know what's going on the road. You don't know what they're doing. So you need to have, your child needs to know, number one, that no matter what is going on, big, small, bad, anything, even else they've taken,
be honest and open.
Be honest and be open. So that's why we shouldn't put fear in our kids. Not, oh, if you do, like, kind of, there's discipline, but they're scaring your children. Your child should not be scared of you.
Because they're not going to tell you.
They're not going to tell you nothing. Like, obviously, all the little things I used to do, I'd hide it from my mom, thinking I'm catching hands. But then sometimes I don't know that mom can help me, kind of thing.
They've been through it as well. Do you get it?
Yeah.
No, that's mad.
That creates anxiety, though, as well. That when you're thinking, I'm about to go home.
Yeah, that little feeling in your stomach. I think the worst one is if we get in trouble on the road on the way back from school, my mom will give me that look, what should we get home? The whole journey, I'm thinking, I'm done. And then these times, my mom forgot herself. So I'm traumatized for no reason for 20 minutes on my way home.
My eldest brother.
Dad, remember when we were kids?
Yeah, my oldest brother. She'd be like, watch. I'm telling your brother, boom. And then he's on his way home, and the whole time.
Yeah,
the way home. The way home was the worst.
Now
me and my brother, we used to put the softest pair of slippers in front of the door.
I used to put 5 jumpers on.
I used to get rushed as well.
My brother, We got an older brother, innit?
And he's watching this.
And
though.
He's active. Are we grown yeah. right now? He's active. He'll get it now. He's getting up.
Manson, he'll get it now.
Yeah. So what he used to do, because obviously my mom can't really hold it, so he would be the one that's holding. And mum would be there. And he'd be laughing.
That's funny, man.
Bad breed, fam.
That was funny. I used to tell my mom, if you're angry or about to give me a whooping, just do it, innit? Don't tell me beforehand or not.
I'm
going to do what I want because I didn't want that same thing in my mind. Thinking, shit, man, after the visitors go, I'm going to get, you know what I mean?
But when you deep it, when you really deep it, imagine you're thinking like that. You got beat up how many times in your life by your parents? And then how many times you actually thinking that? You're starting to get conditioned to that thinking.
But do you remember the day the beast didn't hurt no more?
Yeah.
Everybody remembers that day. I am the captain now.
I'm the captain now.
I remember I came home, eyes red, bloodshot that day as well. I was high, fam.
When you do this,
I was high.
Move your hand down. Move your hand. And you go like this.
Yeah, bro, that day. That day, I think I got licked with a cream or something. There was something there. Pew, it went like.
I think the worst one's don't cry. Don't cry.
And what happens? What happens with our generation right now when we pissed off with them?
Oh, God.
You're not playing PlayStation tonight. I'm like, what? Like, man used to get whooped for this.
Yeah.
And his punishment is like he's not playing PlayStation. Bro, that's heaven. Huh?
No, I wouldn't beat my kids.
Bro, this generation is not gonna.
Me, I do the two finger.
Bro,
the face.
I'm glad I've got the beat, though. I'm glad I've got the beat.
Sometimes I don't even know what I'm gonna do when I get to one. I don't know what I'm gonna do when I get to one. But he listens. No. That's what I actually listen.
I'm actually glad I got the beat.
No, but me, I'll do little petty things.
Because now I know to.
Guys, this has been a good episode so far. Hey, Books, I miss you. Come on.
Hey, bro. Respect for coming on, man.
You don't need to come back again, though.
Definitely.
Hey, listen, we're coming on your thing, innit? We're coming on your thing,
definitely,
innit?
Bro.
So, what did you say?
Guys, on Unpacked.
On Unpacked.
You know what I mean? Unpacked.
Link in the description.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Subscribe. Come as well. Coming on his show. You get it, fam?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. We're going to keep on switching out. We'll be back.
We're going to continue this conversation on that.
Come on, that. You get it? Great. Tune in to Unpacked next week.
Guys, I was playing an away match today, so the second leg.
We're at home.
The second leg.
The second leg, I'm going to be at home. I got some whooping today.
Come on. So, guys.
But thank you for having us, man. I love for them. I appreciate that.
Goodbye, guys, again. Goodbye, guys, again. You got your boy Bash.
Books.
Rakim.
And Solo.
Gang. Bow. Call all the gang shit.